Unless it's a special occasion. No, it's not a waste.
It's a waste
You're
of
supposed
time.
To eat.
It's a waste of time. Why would I get up early to eat something that I'm not even hungry for that early in the morning? I only want to eat breakfast on the weekends.
No, you should eat it every day. And you should hold the mic a little bit closer to your mouth also.
This freaking mic.
You told me you like holding it better than you like.
I do, but like you criticize even the way I hold it.
Well, you had it down your belly button. It's like no one can hear you when it's
people can hear me fine.
They can hear you fine after I have to go edit the sound for 3 hours.
All right, well, here I am.
That's now you're too loud.
I'll just kiss it.
Duncan already purred into it. Not today, but last time.
He did. I need a little sip of water.
Well, welcome into Around the Bar. Hello. We're back again. As always, we have to say, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Around the Bar Pod. Go buy some stickers. We have them at a very cheap price right now.
Very cheap.
They are, what, $3 for $2?
Yes.
We just, we still have some left. We still have some stock left. So please, go buy up the rest of the stock so we can get more stuff.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Leave a 5-star rating.
Duncan needs some more wires to play with, so.
Yes, Duncan needs new wires because the long one that we used in the bar is now not working right. So we have these short wires and we're having to like make do, but we'll see what happens. Man.
I think Duncan's mouth might have gotten caught on his collar there for a second.
I was watching him for a second too. It probably did.
He got stuck. Oh my goodness. We have the what would you call this light, Caleb?
It's like a galaxy light.
Yeah.
It's not really a galaxy light. It's got like a blue. It's a blue light with these green like little laser dots. It's like a galaxy with sky like stars.
Yeah.
But it's
the star lamp or whatever.
It's nice. I mean, it's a very chill light.
Yeah, we've got it going in here. And remember, we used to take naps with this light on.
Did we?
Yeah. They're always the best naps. You probably don't remember because we fell asleep so fast.
Yeah, we also have a moon lamp in here that we've had forever.
Yeah, I do love the moon lamp. It used to be mine.
And now that we moved in together, it just sits in here. Yeah, it's always like on. Caleb's it's desk. Never off. Like it's like a nightlight. It's constantly on. I'm going to be sad when it burns out. I'll just buy another one.
You can get them cheap.
They're cheap.
You can get them anywhere.
They're really cheap now, but we've had a little bit of a crazy week. Again, can we just have a calm week for once? Because I'm so tired of things happening to me.
I know.
It's like I'm tired of living through one event after another event. Just give me some time.
I feel like that's why I'm always yawning.
Just give me some time to vibe out and be alive. I don't want to struggle. I just want to be alive. Yeah. I don't have to have anything special happen to me. Just
I don't even need to be fully alive.
I just
half
want
alive.
To be an NPC for a couple days.
Yeah.
Like I'm tired of being the main character. I am the main character.
I'm just a baby.
But I would like to be a child again.
Oh, I wouldn't.
That'd be amazing.
I don't want to be a child again. I want to be bossed around.
I would like to have no responsibilities,
yeah.
No work,
yeah.
No bills, no back pain,
yeah.
No knee pain.
I would like to live as a rich retiree for like a week.
I'd like to live as a rich retiree for the rest of my life. Are you fucking kidding me? Sign me the fuck up for
that. Yeah, that's true.
Let me go play bocce ball every day. That sounds like the fucking life, just playing it.
Playing bocce
like
ball.
A low impact sport for just no reason. Yeah.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Pickleball is harder, though.
Golf is hard, so that's. Golf is very challenging. And
I am not a golf girl.
I'm so bad at golf. Every time I play, I'm sore. I don't have any golf clubs that even work for me.
I'm not even good at, like, top golf. I'm just not good at it at all.
It's not fun. It's just it's a disaster every time I play it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we, on Tuesday, we were getting off the interstate here, making a right turn where there's a stop sign where it should be a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rear-ended pretty
hard.
Pretty hard. It was somewhere between I think it was somewhere between 10 and, like, 20 miles per hour she hit us at, this dumbass woman.
Oh, no. She hit us going faster than that.
I don't know.
I think she was going at least 30.
You think so?
Yeah, she smacked the crap out of us.
Yeah. Luckily, we were in my truck. Not luckily, but, like, it's a new vehicle, so it's got all the safety things in it, and it unfortunately hit directly on the most solid part of the bumper. So like, Duncan's in here just staring at Anna. He's gonna jump.
He's licking his lips.
He's gonna jump up there and sit with you.
Just did. Hey, Duncan, say hello.
But yeah, it hit directly in the middle of the bumper.
Uh-huh.
It sent and it hit where the trailer hitch part is, like the trailer receiver part. So it was solid steel. So like all that entire wave of force just like threw me and you back and like smack. I had whiplash. I'm sure you did.
I screamed. Cause it,
did you?
Yeah, you don't remember? I was like, ah! Yeah.
I just remember getting out of the car and be like, what are, what'd I say? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and I was like, Caleb, breathe.
No, if it wasn't this lady that was nice enough, she wasn't super nice.
You would think
if someone was so fucking bad at driving that they just hit a stopped car, they'd be like super like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. She didn't try to do any of that shit. Nope. This woman just literally just stood there. Like she just was like, it was like her brain was on dial up still.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, like my vehicle was a 2021 is fucked up. And she's just like, oh, da-di-da-di-da. I can't drive for shit. I shouldn't have a license.
Yeah. Well, we asked if she was okay.
And she didn't
say
anything.
Like, that was the first thing we actually asked her before anything. Are you okay?
They didn't ask us.
They didn't ask us, and she just goes, yeah, I'm okay.
She's probably caused plenty of wrecks.
I'm sure.
I'm sure her insurance costs are like fucking $400 a month.
Yeah.
She's just dog shit at driving. Should not be driving. We have a chiropractor appointment tomorrow, which is going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
My back has been stiff as fuck since this happened.
Oh yeah.
My neck was somewhat stiff, but it's mainly my back.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a chiropractor. I'm kind of scared.
No, it'll be amazing.
But I have to drop my truck off in 2 weeks to get it fixed, and I get a rental car out of it. I made sure to tell them if it's a compact car, we're gonna have an issue. I was kind of playing the Karen a little bit when I was talking to the lady at Fault's insurance person, the one that's.
Mm-hmm.
The one responsible to deal with her. I was like, it has to be a midsize. It has to be at least a midsize SUV or a full-size SUV or a truck. I said, I will not take a compact car. If it's a compact car, I'm contacting an injury lawyer.
I feel like they should.
Oh, okay, I'll make it whatever it needs to be.
I feel like when you get a rental, you should
have a choice.
Well, I feel like they should have to give you back the same type of vehicle. Like, not the exact same vehicle, but like if you had a truck,
you should get
a truck. Or if it was a minivan, you should get a minivan or a car. Like, don't just give people.
I don't really want a truck.
Any car.
I don't want another truck. Like, I would like a. I want a Jeep. Like, if they gave me a Jeep Wrangler, I'd be hype.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be like the thing. But I'm sure they're going to give me like a Jeep Compass or something.
Compass? No, it's Compass.
Compass.
Duncan said he wants to ride in a Bronco.
I could also see them giving the Bronco, like the Bronco Sports, not the ones that are the fancy Broncos.
I don't think they're going to be Broncos.
It's the ones that the I figured out the other day what they look like. You know, there's the two models of the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually three if you count the one that's two-door and one that's four-door. There's the one that came out first. Do you remember the one that came out like in 2019 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like a newer version of a Ford Escape. Like, you remember the old ones? It looks like that, but if it was made in like 2020, then the new ones look like Jeeps. I can hear him purring.
I was just wondering if his purring is picking up on my mic. He's not even close to my mic. He's nowhere near my mic.
Put the mic near his mouth so it can pick up.
I'm not even petting him.
He's just at peace. But like, I could see them giving me one of those, the Bronco Sports, the ugly ones. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just hope it has like moderately nice features and it's comfortable. Like, I'd be okay with like a 4Runner or a RAV4.
Yeah.
Like, I could see a RAV4 being the one also.
Yeah, I could see a RAV4.
I'm not going to accept a car though. I'm not driving a car.
No, not a car. It can be an SUV or a truck.
Yeah. Buffy, you better be careful.
Hopefully, whatever it is fits in our garage, though.
Yeah, if it's too big, I'm just going to park it on the road. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a rental, who cares?
I could always park it in front of where we park my work truck. And then if we need to get out, I'll just move the work truck.
Yeah, we have like a little side driveway that Caleb puts his work truck on.
That goes up to the bar.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, yeah, I'm just tired of this. I've only been in an accident in my work truck, and the company dealt with it. Like, I got rear-ended then.
Yeah.
But the guy, like, swerved out of the way. This woman just, like, went, bam, right at the front. Like, yep. If you see yourself, like, there is nobody beside her. She could have swerved to the left and, like, tried to avoid it. She didn't try to avoid it.
There's no doubt in my mind that she was full-on texting and just looking down.
And, like, her daughter was just kind of a an
not
asshole.
Super nice.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great experience, and if her insurance is hard, I might have to find someone to help me with this. I might have to pony up and get some real cash for this.
Oh, please.
I would. I just to say I want a court case.
I am not dealing with all that.
We'd get the money. We definitely would get the money.
I don't know if I've seen Duncan this happy in a while.
I feel like this room is just very chill.
He's, like, truly at peace. He's, like, in a tight little, what would you call it? He's not loafing.
He's just in a croissant.
Yeah. He's, because I'm sitting crisscross, and I have a blanket over me, and he's just chilling on my lap, and he is so at peace. Like,
he's always at peace when he sits on somebody's lap. That's just,
when we came home today, he was folded up in a way where he looked like a chicken wing.
Yeah, he just likes being comfortable.
He was lounging.
He doesn't have to be pet. It's just
Oh, but he wants to be pet.
He just wants to be pet.
He's just so happy. I love when I rub his ears and his eyes are still closed, and you can tell he's just, like, loving it.
He's like, hell yeah, hell yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, nice. Baby. But, you know, he didn't do anything for you for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I know.
Just see him in the background purring.
Buffy
a
gave
bit.
Me
some Mother's
a
Day
lick.
I'll be honest with you. He was going to get you a Mother's Day gift,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
We went to CVS to look at cards.
Duncan, you took the truck out again?
He went with me.
Oh,
we
okay.
went together.
Okay.
We went and looked at cards, and cards are now like triple what they were last Mother's Day.
They're like $8. It's insane.
Like, they're ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went again to look for your mom and my mother, they were more expensive because they were picked through. The cheap ones were gone. The only ones that were left were the ones like that play music, which mm-hmm. that's appropriate for certain occasions, but like,
I still don't like
I don't
those
think,
cards at
I don't
all.
Think our parents like them. I'm not a
no.
big fan of them.
No, I don't like them.
Like, they're... It'd be okay if, like, if someone recorded something and it was really special and that person, like, passed away and that was what you had.
Recordings are different.
That'd be really, really special. I could see that.
Yeah.
But
just, like, a singing one?
But just when the singing's like, it's your birthday, happy birthday. I would be like...
What was that song?
It's your birthday, happy birthday.
Oh. I'm going to record one of Duncan purring.
And it would just sound so grumble.
Wouldn't that be so cute, though? I would open it all the time.
Well, you don't have to open it. You have the real thing.
I have the real deal right here. God, he's purring. Like, I swear, you guys, my mic is not anywhere near him.
You're a song like four cats away from him. If you put it like if you had to stack him, you'd have to stack him four high to get him up to the level of your microphone, then like stretch him completely out.
He just purrs so. I mean, he's like vibrating my whole body.
He's like you'd have to stretch him out nose to tail, all the way, and he would be close to you. But he's just so loud.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you have not been over here and met Buffy and Duncan, you're really missing out. Because everyone that knows them loves them, I think.
Duncan is like a dog. He's very similar to a... He reminds me of like a Labrador Retriever. It's probably the most comparable like attitude, like a chocolate lab.
Yeah.
And then like Buffy reminds me of a very... Like Buffy doesn't give me dog vibes.
No, Buffy's definitely a cat.
She gives like extremely friendly cat vibes. Like especially mm-hmm. when you get to know her, she's completely different than what she is like when you just see her at first, because she's like
right
yesterday when we were all drinking over here, we were all pre-gaming for the game That just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, we were.
Pre-gaming for the soccer match sounds a little bit better. And Buffy was just sitting in her tower in the bowl the entire time. We had, like, loud music playing. She was just sleeping the whole time. And, oh, my God. Anna's readjusting. She has her mic set down. I'm trying to readjust. And she's, like, holding him and, like, trying to readjust him. And he just, like, did his little paw, like, where he's kneading just to hold on to Anna. He's just so happy right now.
He's so happy.
But Buffy just will just hang out. Here she is. She's in here.
Oh, look. He's reaching for the mic right now.
Buffy, what's up?
Buffy, do you have anything to say?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing at all. Duncan's about to fall.
I know.
And my legs are going to go numb, but that's okay.
Buffy's probably going to jump up here.
Duncan's literally going to fall off my lap. Like, he's about to just roll off. I think he puts way too much trust in my lap.
He just...
Like, he's not even worried about it.
He's just vibing out. Like, just let him chill. Just don't worry about him.
He's vibing.
He's vibrating.
Sorry, everyone. These cats are just distracting because they're so funny.
Buffy's gone already. She just had to check and see what was happening,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure she's not missing out on anything. But
yeah.
She found that she's not, so she's left the building.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to another Charlotte FC game yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Very close. This is the closest we've been to a game.
Yeah, like, we were in the lower level seats, low level.
Yeah, low, like right beside the goal. We didn't score anything, so it was a pretty boring game.
Like, yeah.
The last one we went to was like we scored like 4 goals, I think, 3 or 4, and it was real high energy, but like this time the crowd was like dead. Even the supporter section was bored. So
yeah.
Shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, just like oh my god. He rolled. Oh my god. Can you take a picture of this?
I just see his mouth.
You can't see? Stand up for a second and look at how he's laying.
I can see him.
Duncan just rolled onto his back in like a cradle position.
I'm not sure why the flash came on.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Duncan.
He looks like
looks like a baby.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He looks like a baby.
He's going to fall asleep there, too.
Yeah, I know he is. He's already falling asleep. Like, you can tell he's about...
He makes my heart hurt so much.
He's just about to fall asleep.
Oh, my gosh. We have to dedicate this episode to Duncan.
Duncan's
we're just going to call it Duncan's episode.
But, yeah, we went to the game. It was boring. Then we went...
Well, we had a fun time.
We had a great time.
The game itself was a little boring. Like I said,
the game itself was very boring.
We had a great time, though.
When the team scores, the crowd atmosphere is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it still is more energetic than a Panthers game when the Panthers are losing. Even when the team was losing, people were trying to chant. But, like, when Panthers lose, it's just, like, half the crowd there is just other teams' fans. And they're just like, yeah, fuck Carolina, fuck Sam Darnold. These boys suck. But it's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, the soccer games are just so much more lively.
Yeah. If they could figure out how to make a Panthers game that lively.
I know.
I've thought about buying Panthers season tickets for years now. Because I haven't missed a game. The only two games I've missed are the weeks we were on our honeymoon. Like, and I listened to them on the way to the game. I listened to both of them.
Yeah, I remember.
Or on the way to the honeymoon.
I was trying to sleep and all the way down to Florida. Was just football radio.
But, like, I've only missed 2 games watching on TV in the past, like, 10 years. And
he's sleeping with his eyes open.
Yeah, he's asleep.
His eyes are open.
But I just don't know if I can do it. If the games were more fun, like, I want to buy season tickets to the soccer team because it's going to be a lot of fun. I can just tell.
Yeah.
Every game is energetic. But the people that go to Panthers games are such fucking dickheads.
Well, the thing is, though, is that you spend so much money on concessions at the games, though. Yeah.
I don't know.
Beer is, like, $12.
I would rather watch a game here because I can watch, like, 5 games at once. I can have the Panthers on. I can have Red Zone on. I can have like three other games on.
Yeah.
So I can watch whatever the fuck I want to watch, and I can charge my phone, and I'm on Wi-Fi, so I can bitch on Twitter whenever I want. So
oh my god,
That's my favorite part about football Sundays is I can bitch on Twitter. Oh my that's god. Why I get like no interaction anymore, because I'm probably shadow banned for the amount of times I said like fuck somebody. This is like, no, I don't tag them. I'm not an asshole. I don't tag anybody.
Yeah.
Which is like, fuck Sam Donald or fuck Matt Rhule, stuff like that, where I'm mad at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never tag them because they don't need to hear all that.
No.
But they're just humans. But who knows? Who knows what happens? Buffy's on the couch. Now she's off the couch. She's already left the building again.
She came to see if my lap was available, and then she saw that Duncan has very much taken over my lap. So she was like, "No, I'm good." Duncan's still in his cradled position. Very comfortable, very content. His eyes are finally closed.
I have notes on my in this book that I was going to talk about today, but they were all I thought we would record earlier in the week.
Yeah, we're late to the game.
Yeah, it's Sunday. I have to edit and post today.
But we plan to record late this week.
Yeah,
we had a lot going on.
Yeah, we were busy. But all my notes were for things that happened last week, like so long ago, like Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That was one of the notes on there. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd be talking about it like 3 days after.
Yeah.
And another one's like yard work. Because I was going to talk about how much I fucking hate doing yard work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so long since I've done it. It's like, it's done now. The trauma is over. We have this, our yard's very natural.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be maintained in a certain way. It's not like there's no grass. It's a natural habitat. It's like there's like the only grass we get are like just random sprouts that I have to weed eat.
Yeah. It's mostly like rock and dirt.
And tree.
And I mean, not just like dirt, but
it's like very natural.
Yeah, it's very natural.
But it's just so much fucking work, because your grandparents, before they moved out, they put in ivy.
Yeah.
And ivy just overtakes everything. I'm just like, give me a fucking break. And I went and like tried to kill all of it. I used a weed eater in there. It made a bunch of dust.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you don't ever do anything outside. You're like
yard work.
You're an indoor cat. I'm the outdoor cat. I'll help with inside, but I'm not very good at it. I get yelled at whenever I try to make the bed. I get yelled at when I load the dishwasher the wrong way. Anna's mean to me when it comes to the dishwasher. She's like, what are you doing?
Well, why do you load it the way you do?
Because I never loaded a dishwasher.
Why would you put
my mother did not like dishes, so we bought paper plates.
Yeah, but you can still understand how to organize.
I don't get it. I've slowly started to understand it as the years have gone. Like whenever I load it here, I just find new ways to do it. But it's like, I didn't, every washer is kind of different too. I didn't know there was a special way to fucking put bowls inside
of it. You put all the cups together. You put the bowls together.
I just feel like that should just be lined up. No matter what it is, it just needs to be in a straight line. That's what I think. You just want to get it lined up, and that's about it.
I want to make the most space possible to fit as many dishes as possible. Well, that's what I want.
We need to just take on my mother's method and just get paper plates from now on.
We do use paper plates a lot.
We have a lot of dishes. My mom never had dishes. We never had dishes at her house.
Well, I also cook.
Yeah, she
never every
cooked.
Day.
My mother did not know how to cook. She will be the first to tell you she didn't want to cook.
Yeah.
And she was not good at cooking.
Right.
So going from a household where the specialty was a hot pocket.
Or a chicken wrap.
Or a full meal where the main course is Stouffer's mac and cheese with no seasoning. To Anna's household, it's like going from prison to P.F. Chang's.
Oh, my.
And P.F. Chang's is not a good. It's like going from a prison to a all-inclusive resort.
Oh.
Living with Anna is like being on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I have to pay to be on this vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not, I don't work for free.
No free trips. Ask grass or gas.
I don't get tips though.
I bought you breakfast this morning.
Yeah. Well,
you got stacks out of me.
Oh my gosh. It was so good, but it is making me very sleepy.
You need to wake up.
Well, it's not very easy when we're in here with very dim lighting and the starlight and Duncan snoozing away on my lap.
Well, after this, you can go take a nap and I'll play some PlayStation.
I certainly will do that.
Speaking of food at my mother's house, what do you have any like underrated struggle meals that you would eat like when you were in college or like when you're
underrated?
Yeah, like what do you think? What was your like go to that people like to shit talk? One for me, like I guess my privilege is showing a little bit when I say this, but I like ramen a lot, like the cheap ramen. Like I never had it until I was like 17 or 18.
Really?
My mom was like, you don't need that. It's bad for you. Plus it's cheap. You can get a little bit nicer food than that. And now I love that shit. It's amazing. Yeah. It's so easy and so cheap.
You like, I don't want to say like junky food, but like, you know,
I'll eat
Hot
anything.
Pockets, ramen. Like you're not that picky when it comes to that.
Like I'm like a garbage disposal. I eat anything. I used to be more picky, but now I'm just like, I'm going to eat it. If it tastes decent, it's calm down, Buffy.
In college, I ate a lot of, what did I eat a lot of? I would eat a lot of just like diced up avocados and tomatoes. Like I would just eat like a plate of tomatoes. And if I had a little extra money for the week, I would get some avocados. 'Cause tomatoes are so cheap.
Are avocados kind of expensive?
Yeah, they can be, but sometimes when they're in season, you can get them cheaper.
They're pretty cheap right now, I feel.
Yeah, like. Sometimes you can get them like 88 cents and stuff, but yeah.
They go bad so fast, so you can't really stock
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I would eat that all the time just because it was easy and healthy. But I also ate a lot of eggs, and I would saute cabbage and cook up some ground turkey, and I would eat Buffy. I would eat cabbage, ground turkey, and eggs. Like I would put an egg over it, and I would break the egg.
Your struggle meals sound bougie,
but it was like, that was the cheap. A whole head of cabbage you can get for like a dollar.
You make your struggle meals like so bougie. Like things I put on here like ramen, and then I put another. I put one more on here. PB&J with goldfish inside of it.
What?
Yeah, like so you would make the peanut butter and jelly, and then you would put goldfish inside of the peanut butter and jelly, like chips. So like you're telling me you've never had chips inside of a sandwich.
Yeah, but not inside of a PB&J.
It hits. It goes from the sweet and salty. You go.
What about animal crackers dipped in apple juice?
What?
I did that when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah, it's actually really good. Not the iced animal crackers. They're just regular plain animal crackers dipped in apple juice.
Was that before or after you got a concussion from falling off the roof?
After.
I'm going to assume that was after because that does not even sound appealing.
Okay, but goldfish and a PB&J?
Yes.
You can't
that
really
sounds
talk.
More normal
no,
than
not at
dipping
all.
It. All right. Someone needs to tell us what sounds worse. Dipping animal crackers in apple juice or putting goldfish inside of a peanut butter and jelly.
Well, it would like soften them up and then you could eat them.
That just sounds disgusting.
Crunchy. They weren't as crunchy.
That sounds disgusting. Another
okay,
one
whatever.
I would do is my favorite Hot Pocket is the ham and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And I would like bite into the ham and cheese and then I put goldfish inside the
That's not as weird.
Because
it's a salty food, but like a PB&J is sweet.
Then you have the salty with it.
But it's cheese. That's where it's weird.
It's
goldfish good. Is cheese crackers.
It's, but it does. I don't know. It doesn't. I don't associate the cheese with goldfish for some reason. I have the like goldfish has their own taste to me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I don't know. I could almost see putting like. Lay's potato chips inside of it instead. I could see that.
I mean, any chip would probably be fine inside of it.
Not any chip.
Except like a jalapeno or like a sweet
or
chip.
Or a Dorito.
Like, Doritos were good. Cool. Like,
ew.
The nacho cheese inside of a peanut butter and jelly smacked.
That is so gross.
I feel like chips inside of a sandwich just always smack.
Chips inside of a sandwich always smack, but the PB&J, that's where I disagree.
I don't know. I will eat anything inside of a sandwich, like any chip inside of a sandwich.
I love a good sandwich. I feel like I just love a really well-made sandwich.
Your sandwiches are very well-made, but growing up, they were always like these, like...
Because it doesn't cost a lot to make a good sandwich. It doesn't take that much time.
Whenever I have to make my own sandwiches, they're very, very nasty looking.
You don't toast the bread. You don't do any of that.
I don't put anything extra. It's like when I make a ham and cheese, it's like ham, cheese.
Untoasted white bread, mayo, ham, and a piece of like American cheese.
Yep, that's all.
That is so gross. I would kill for a really good tomato sandwich, though.
I don't like tomato sandwiches.
Duke's mayonnaise and huge, like thick slices of tomato on white bread. Mm-mm. That shit smacks.
When I worked construction for a little bit, I would bring a sandwich every day. I'd bring two sandwiches. One for like about 10:30 in the morning when I got hungry, then one for lunch, and then I'd have some snacks. And the guy I worked with, Pete, would always be like, "You always make wish sandwiches because you wish you had more on that sandwich." That's what he would call them.
But it's not hard to add a little extra stuff to your sandwich.
But, like, you know, I never grocery shopped until we moved in together. Like, my mom would go on the Costco trips.
You really never started grocery shopping until, like, a couple...
And my mom...
Probably a year ago when I made you start coming with me. And my mom
didn't go to grocery stores. She just got everything at Costco. So, like, you could send me to Costco, and I know where things are because I've gone into them for years.
Yeah.
Like, just this specific Costco. But I know where everything is in that Costco. But when I go into a normal grocery store, I'm confused because the things up top, they still confuse me. They don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when Harris Teeter used to have the aisle things on their carts?
No.
They used to have...
Harris Teeter?
Some Harris Teeters had the map on their carts.
We didn't go to Harris Teeter growing up. That was too expensive.
Oh, I do remember going to Harris Teeter with my grandparents, the one in Matthews.
Uh-huh.
Right by the Home Depot.
Yeah.
That had the place where they had the animatronics. Do you remember that? I wonder if they still have them in there.
At Harris Teeter?
That Harris Teeter and Matthews. Right near the Food Lion. Not Food Lion.
Right near Target?
Right near the Target.
Yeah.
And the Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
It had the animatronics milk cartons.
No,
they would sing about milk.
What? No?
Yeah.
Well, we never went to that one.
I guess we need to go in there and see if they're still in there.
Oh, dang.
Because you could just hit a button and it would sing.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder if they still have them. Yeah. Just go see. If anyone knows if they still have the singing milk cartons
at the
Matthews Harris Teeter. Oh, my God, Duncan. My legs are asleep. Oh, my hips hurt so bad.
Do you have any other struggle meals?
Oh. Duncan finally fell. Other struggle meals. Growing up, we would eat the Tontino's pizzas. Like the really, really tiny, thin, shitty pizzas. The frozen ones.
Are they shittier than the...
And we actually loved them.
Are they shittier than the, like, Tombstone?
Yeah. They're, like, tiny. Duncan's going at the cord again.
Is he?
Yeah, ever since he fell off my lap. Now he's up. Now he's awake. What other struggle meals did I have? Lots of tuna sandwiches. Like tuna salad sandwiches. Chicken salad.
I don't know if I've ever had a... Is that you doing that or is that him?
No, that was my hand.
I'm looking up these animatronic things. There's some stores that still have them.
Really? Mm-hmm. I want to go and see one. What do they sing?
A song about milk.
Do you know how it goes?
Yeah, I can get it for you.
They have four different songs. Milk, milk, milk.
Yeah.
lean. What? Sour cream makes me what? Thin and lean?
Something like that. Which that's not.
That's like not at all the case.
Yeah, there's.
Did they say dairy's the food of my dreams?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I wonder if
that's not early 2000s culture. I don't know what is.
Yes.
Do you remember how big milk used to be, like just as a cultural thing in the early 2000s? Like, do you remember seeing all of those Got Milk ads?
Yeah,
all
Got the time? Milk. That was a big thing. It was Got Milk. Then the Panthers did for Jake DeLome, Got Jake. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had all the athletes on the Got Milk with the milk mustache.
Yep. Britney Spears did it with the milk mustache. Like, everyone did it.
Even my company now has a Got Chlorine sticker on the trucks.
Oh, my God. The cat just ran out of the room.
Yeah, he's just sitting there. But, yeah, the milk was, like, huge.
And now our culture is so anti-milk.
Now it's, like, almond milk or...
oat milk.
Oat milk. Almond milk's not bad.
The chokehold, though, that oat milk has on people. And, like, I'm not hating. Like, I can drink almond milk. I can drink soy milk. I can drink oat milk. I can drink regular milk. I don't care. I guess not drink it, but, you know, use it and whatever. But, yeah. Like, yeah, it's like the chokehold that oat milk has on people.
Do you remember?
It's so insane.
I'm sure you have. You've tried all the, I'm sure your mother bought all types of milk. Did you ever try, like, the organic milk? Do you remember when that started coming into the stores?
Like the Fairlife and stuff?
Yeah, Fairlife is the one I really think of when it comes to the organics, but yeah. That company is so shitty.
Yeah.
That's the one that all the videos
came out
about.
Yeah,
I remember tasting it for the first time and be like, this is the best thing I've ever tasted in my entire fucking life.
The whole milk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best fucking thing I've ever
had. Have you ever had milk out of a glass jug?
No, I've never had it.
Oh my gosh. But it really is like the best milk ever.
I wish I could, like, I bet that milk, like, back in like the 60s and 50s when early 20th century when they'd have a milkman bring it, I bet that stuff smacked.
I bet it did.
I wonder, I just want to
I bet it tasted a lot different though.
I bet it did too. And I bet like now. Just like, I want to taste the Coca-Cola with cocaine.
Like, I want to have some, like, fresh, like, cream in my coffee from then.
I would like to try, like, McDonald's from back then. Then I'd like to try Coca-Cola from back then. Mm-hmm. We'll never be able to try that. There's just, like, things I want to try, like, that yeah. have been changed so much because of, like, advances, like if you could call
health
it
health standards,
yeah, which the health standards probably have made it worse.
Yeah, well, all like the chemicals everything added into them.
It's like look how like children are built now. Children are built so much differently.
Yeah, children come out looking like linebackers.
Yeah, like there's like very large.
Kids, very large.
16-year-olds now look like they're like 20.
They look like they're like 30. It's crazy. Yeah.
Some of them do.
It's crazy.
Like there's like I see more high schoolers now with full ass beards.
I was gonna say they're so hairy. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I mean, of course there were some guys that had more facial hair and stuff. What are you doing? What?
I was trying to get you to say it. I didn't want to be the weird one to say it.
What are you talking about? Oh, big boobs?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my boobs. I was like, no. I'm not doing anything. I'm just
like,
sitting here.
I don't want to be the weird. I feel like weird when I say it. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's hormones in everything. I mean, some girls mature. I think girls and boys mature a lot sooner.
Yeah.
Now, because of the hormones. Like, you know, they're all going through puberty a lot earlier, and it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just all look so old.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's like
Buffy is like that was not graceful, Buffy.
No, and she's never
ran into the wire twice.
She can't figure it out. I don't know what's so hard about it.
Like, why can't you just step over it?
Just like a normal cat, just step. You are very graceful. You can walk along any edge and not knock things over.
I know.
But this little tiny wire. But this trips you up. It's her kryptonite.
But yeah, it is.
I want to go see those animatronics. I'm dying.
What?
I was like doing.
Do you have a burp?
It was like a burp that wasn't coming out. It was like.
I want to go see those animatronics too, though. I'm very curious.
There's one at a Harris Teeter in Concord also. It's the same one.
Which Harris Teeter in Concord?
I don't know. I'll have to look on that. I found a Tumblr post that was talking about it.
Oh, Tumblr?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's still around.
Oh, blast to the past.
There's a, there was something where, do you remember what company bought Tumblr? Was it Yahoo?
I don't remember.
They bought it for a fucking shitload of money, then it just, like, fell off. Like, they lost so much.
Yeah, how
money.
Is Tumblr still a thing?
It's barely used. Now it's, like, it went through the stage like that.
I feel like Pinterest is going in that direction.
Pinterest is the worst.
Pinterest is, like, and don't get me wrong, sometimes, very, you know, few and far between times I will hop on Pinterest if I just need, like, a really quick idea or something.
Yeah.
But I never use Pinterest. I hate using Pinterest.
It's so, like, it's not...
It's very much a older lady app.
But, like, the thing about Pinterest, I get frustrated because I go on there to look for ideas. I went on there to look for ideas for the bar when I was doing things. And I would find certain things, and I never could, like, you'd find a picture, yeah. And it would be, like, of a
product. It's like a link.
And it would never have a link on there, and yeah. It would just redirect you back to the same
yep.
Pinterest post. I'd be like, what the fuck is this? It's just a loop. It yeah. There's so many
I
broken...
I do not like
Pinterest. There's a lot of broken, like, links on there because yeah. You have so many old people on there.
Yep.
They don't know how to fucking use it.
I know.
And yeah. It's just, like, it's just always a mess. Like, these... Facebook's a fucking cesspool. Twitter's pretty bad. It depends who you follow and, like, what type of stuff you follow.
I just don't use Twitter. I can't get into Twitter. I get very bored.
Politics on Twitter are the absolute worst, I think.
I just get really bored with Twitter. Like, I don't know. I feel like I read the same stuff everywhere.
It really depends who you follow. Like,
yeah, I guess so.
I don't follow all that many people, but, like, it's very curated to me. But I get frustrated with it. Like, there's people, just the people on Twitter are just so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, especially yeah. The ones that are, like, you can tell their account is, like, it's like a burner account or something mm-hmm. like that. They don't want to show who they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
They just have these dumb fucking takes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, dude, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. And it's just like, here's my sports talk for the week. Like, there's Panthers stuff on there.
Uh-huh.
And... They'll, like, someone will say, like, this, like, way out of left field rumor,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the entire Panthers Twitter, not, like, the Panthers Twitter account, but the Panthers fan base on Twitter, which there's some bigger ones on there, they will buy into it so hard, that rumor, and they'll be so fucking, like, latched onto that,
uh-huh.
and they just, like, they make, it's funny seeing a rumor spread.
Right.
Like, I see the original tweet, and then I see it spread across.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, are you guys fucking serious? Like, learn how to realize if something's not true. Learn how to fact check things.
Yeah, right.
Fucking Elon and that shitty-ass bird app.
Yeah. Twitter's just not my thing. I think I'm on TikTok the most.
TikTok's pretty good.
TikTok's good, yeah.
I wish I could get the same TikTok back that we got during the pandemic.
Oh my God. That was like the ultimate for you page.
Like
it was always so funny.
It was mine, right?
It was yours, yeah. That was so good.
And it had like the dog.
Because I look at all different things on TikTok. Like, I use TikTok for funny stuff, or I like search TikTok for like certain things, mm-hmm. like cleaning things or food or recipes or whatever. So like my TikTok's kind of all over the place, but yours had the funniest stuff on it because you were just on it for funny stuff.
I've gotten down a rabbit hole recently on TikTok, and I'm sure it's gonna fuck with my feed. I found this one on my For You page. It was a 911 call, and the entire page of For You, the entire page, it's just creepy 911 calls.
Ew, and creepy.
I went through, like, yesterday, I was just on the couch for 2 hours. I listened to every single one of them.
Were there any really creepy ones?
Yeah. There was one where the woman...
Are they long?
There's some, most of them are two parts. One, the woman killed her two of her daughters and took a bunch of Benadryl and stabbed herself. And she was on the phone. And she was just, like, so nonchalant about it. The husband was in the basement watching TV. And she killed the children that were upstairs while he was watching TV in the basement. And she had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And there's some really fucked up ones. It's like terrible. This guy's like, I'm going to kill this person. They were all fucked up. And
imagine being the person that the operator.
Some of them, like, that's the thing I was just about to say.
What do you do?
Some of them are so good. Like, some of these operators are so fucking good. Then some of them were terrible.
I could never be an operator.
There was this one.
For 911.
There was this one where the girl called and she was like whispering. She was like, help. I'm here. And, like, gave the address. She was like, he's going to kill me. He's already killed my aunt.
Oh.
And the operator was like, I need you to speak up.
Oh.
He literally said that. He's like, I can't hear you. Oh.
Watching it, and they'll set it down, and it'll keep looping. Mm-hmm. So, no wonder. Yeah.
There's, like, certain things that trigger the algorithm. It's, like, sharing it is a huge thing. I think sharing it's the biggest thing.
Probably.
Because it
means sharing it and liking it.
I think sharing it, commenting on it. And then, like, probably liking it. Liking it's probably, like, the least.
No, I think liking has a big impact on it. Liking it's
probably third on the list, then.
No, because I think I see, at least on my For You page, I see a lot of stuff that I liked.
I still feel like it goes, like, sharing, commenting, and liking.
What is crazy, though, is when the algorithm, like, brings you back to a page. Like, if you see... like a part one of a video from a random page. You don't, you know, tap on it to like it. You don't share it. You just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 2 hours later, you'll get back on TikTok and the part two of that same random page will.
I've never had that happen.
Really? That happens to me daily.
I like when people pin the part twos. I get really mad when someone makes a part one or something and they don't pin it in the comments, and then you go onto their page and they've got like 75 videos.
Yeah.
It's like people, like, I guess I would probably do the same thing. If, like, it's some people can catch an algorithm and, like, make good content, but, like, some people just, like, catch an algorithm and then, like, people will like the video. They'll get like a million likes on one video, and then the next, like, four videos or the next, like, 30 videos they post are just, like, them lip syncing of a shitty song. It's, like, out of sync, and it's like the camera's blurry. And it's like they fumble the bag.
Yeah.
For better
they do.
Terms. And you can't find the part two because the part two is buried in lip syncing videos.
Yeah, that is like frustration level 100. You're invested and then you can't find
that
it.
That is like more important than anything in the world. Like,
what is seeing someone's part two?
Like making sure the part two is pinned. Like that. Yeah. If every part two was pinned, the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
You know what would also make the world a better place?
What?
If the Jack Harlow album didn't flop.
Yeah.
That was something else I wrote down on my list. This is the last thing we can talk about today. Jack Harlow put this album out, last week?
Oh, here comes Buffy.
And the album, like, he was, like, the flavor of the month. Like, he was...
He really was.
He was the white boy of the spring. And, like, he had all the... He had 100% of support before... The First Class came out. Remember how hyped up people were for First Class?
Oh, yeah.
Then they found out it was mid. The majority of First Class is mid.
Yeah.
But, like, that the chorus is...
The chorus is the catchy part.
The best part.
Yeah.
But he puts out this album in the middle of all this Roe v. Wade shit.
Yeah.
He had the opportunity to put out a banger for the girlies. A banger album for the girlies to bump all summer.
Yep.
For women's rights. And he puts out this album that's just completely mid.
Yeah. Good thing we have Doja Cat.
Doja Cat's like the funnest.
What,
like,
would we do without her? Like truly, literally Doja for president. Like, imagine how chaotic, even more chaotic the world would be if Doja was president.
You know, like.
I would love it.
She shitposts so much on social media.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's the like for who she is. She's like she's so famous, but she uses Twitter like a normal person. Like it's
Uses TikTok like a normal person.
She just shitposts on there, and it's fucking amazing. She just shitposts all the time.
Doja really does not give a shit. Yeah, but she's like, also like, she's, me and Kendall were talking about this last night, is that she is so famous, and she is like, such like, I mean, everyone wants to sleep with Doja. I mean, she's like a sex symbol at this point. No, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not like she goes on there and like trying to like be over the top. Like,
no,
look at me. There's a video people of her just making love a sandwich in a bikini. And I think she's just playing into it. Have you seen those TikToks of her in a sandwich? I think she's making a sandwich. Isn't that what she's doing?
Yeah,
in a bikini?
She's making something. Yeah. She just like, yeah. I mean, it's just funny though, because like literally everyone is obsessed with Doja.
Yeah.
But she's just so fucking weird. But it works for her. Like, and I think it's because she truly just doesn't give a shit if she's weird. Like, she
embraces it. She's,
yeah, well, like, Doja's her, like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck, like, I want
to
do.
It's rare to find someone that's that famous that's, like, truly themselves.
Yeah.
And she is 100% herself.
Yeah. That's what I love about her. And plus, her music is so good.
We're going to clip this and send it to her. And we're going to try to get her on the podcast.
Doja on the pod. Could you imagine? My God, we're not worthy. Like, we couldn't.
We would immediately book a ticket to LA.
Oh, like, immediately.
If she was like, we can do an interview, we would fly to LA.
Yeah.
I would do whatever it takes to get an interview with Doja Cat.
Oh yeah.
And Buffy would come with us.
That would honestly probably be the most awkward interview ever.
I feel like it would be fun.
It would be super fun, but like I feel like it would just be so weird. I would love it though. I want to do
like
it.
She would have this energy where it's like, it would just be so fucking funny.
Yeah, it would be
It'd
so
be
funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
We had to bring Buffy and Duncan.
Oh my God, Duncan would die.
So like if
he loves Doja.
If a cat was, what would we call her? I'd probably call her Miss Cat.
Miss Cat.
Miss Cat, how are we doing today, Miss Cat?
I'd probably call her Doge.
That's disrespectful because it sounds like Dogecoin, and Dogecoin's flopped.
No, I would call her Doge because Doja.
Miss Doja.
I love her. I love you, Doja Cat.
Doji babe.
We have two cats that also love you.
Buffy's middle name is Doja.
Buffy Doja?
Yeah.
Buffy Cat.
Buffy Cat.
Oh my goodness.
It's like a very direct to the point what she is.
Yeah. Well, I had a growing up, my mom had a friend who had a cat, and the cat's name was Casey. The cat's name was literally Kitty Cat. It was Casey.
I think my mom had my mom growing up had a cat named Kitty. I think it was Kitty.
He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place.
That's right.
Buffy. I should have been a cowboy.
Buffy, look here.
Buffy's like loafing in the middle of the room. She's not going to meow right now.
She says, you have to earn that.
She's in a very content space right now.
She looks so tiny.
I know, because she's at the center of the room, and it just makes her look really small and round.
She is really small and round.
Yeah, she can get into a really tight loaf.
She's a tiny loaf. She also is a big, she can make a huge loaf.
Like right now, she's in like her little like dinner roll loaf. But she can
like
be
a
like
cinnamon roll loaf.
Yeah, but like sometimes she can turn into like a whole bread loaf.
Yeah.
Or like
a baguette.
A baguette. Well, I don't know if she's like that skinny. Like
Duncan is a baguette.
She's like she gets into like
Duncan's
a,
like a French bread.
Yeah, I was going to say she's like a French loaf. When her hips
she knows out. We're talking about her.
Buffy, is this making you feel insecure?
She says, no, I'm very secure with myself, and I love myself, because everybody else loves
she's
me.
She's so round right now.
She looks
like she's
frog.
A perfect...
She's like a toad right now.
No, she looks like a snail.
Or a turtle, something like that. A turtle. Something round and bulbous.
Oh, I think I need to go take a nap with them.
Okay, well, that I'm going to... We're going to end it here.
Okay.
And
it was fun.
I'll get some edits in.
Woohoo!
And it'll get posted. So, yeah.
So a bunch of people can listen to us ramble on
once
about
Once you hear nothing. This, just know that it's being posted as soon as we're done talking. Like, it'll be posted soon.
Woohoo! So no You're waiting. Basically listening in real time.
It's basically live.
Basically.
So that means in real time, I'm telling you again, go like the and subscribe on you have to hit the follow button also on Spotify. And I'm not good at this, okay? I'm not good at the promotion thing. I always fumble my way through it.
Buffy said, rate, follow, and subscribe.
Instagram,
and Twitter, share to your friends.
At Around the Bar Pod.
Please, please, please buy some stickers, y'all. Yep. They are so cheap.
Wrong one.
Yeah. The stickers themselves are not cheap quality. They are priced
cheap.
They're
good quality.
They are super good quality.
Great quality.
They'll stick to anything.
Buy them. Buy them. Buy them.
We still have a good bit of the Springfield's Finest.
Yes, yes, yes.
As well.
Buy stickers.
Or, of course, you can get your
tie-dye sticker. Sticker. Reflective sticker.
Yeah, your reflective tie-dye sticker.
Okay, everybody.
You can stick one to your forehead if you go walking at night.
Put them in bars. Vandalize things.
Yes, put them all over bars and all on like street signs and stuff. Like, we want you guys to put them out there.
Support the show.
Support the show. We want to meet Doja. Get us to Doja.
Get us to Doja.
Okay. That's such a long applause.
I'm holding it.
Well, yeah, well, you can let it go now.
All right. Bye, everybody.
We don't care that much.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.